That's Hunks and His Punks from the album Walk Out on This World, a song called Alone in Hollywood on Acid. Speaking of Hollywood, Michael Jones is here with us with some movie reviews. He's brought some movie reviews in with him.
I certainly have.
Did you have trouble carrying all those movie reviews with you?
I do my best. I've been alone in Hollywood, but never on acid. Nah. Good morning, Danny. Two enjoyable mid-budget American movies today. One, an unromantic comedy that's actually pretty funny. And a horror drama set in a dystopian future.
Ooh.
Looks like it was made in the recent past. Let's start with the comedy, shall we? Let's go to Splitsville. This one stars Dakota Johnson, most recently in Madam Web and Materialists.
Yeah, as your favourite for 2024, wasn't it, Madam Web?
Oh, yeah, and Materialists, possibly one of my favourites for 2025. Adria Arjona, or Arjona, who is in Blink Twice and Andor. Kyle Marvin from The Climb, and Michael Angelo Covino, also from The Climb. This film is co-written by Kyle Marvin and Michael Angelo Covino from The Climb.
It's
directed by Michael Angelo Covino.
What's he done?
The Climb, as it turns out. Kyle Marvin and Michael Angelo Covino are writer, actor, director, friends who like to make movies about male friendship, where usually all's rosy until one of the friends sleeps with the other one's wife. Similar ground was covered in 2019's The Climb. Carey, played by Marvin, thinks his marriage to Ashley, played by Arjona, is going great. He's even dropping hints about wanting kids, but she drops a bomb on him. She wants a divorce. Carey seeks solace in his best friend Paul, played by Covino, who's married to Julie, played by Dakota Johnson, who reveals that the secret to their successful marriage is an open relationship.
Oh.
But how open is it really, and how successful is it? Is the relationship based on mutual trust and respect, or insecurities and a tissue of lies? Given the film was written by Marvin and Covino, you can guess which characters have the deepest insecurities in this film that picks apart the concept of ethical non-monogamy. Great in theory, but falls apart a bit when the rubber, or is that latex, hits the road. Marvin and Covino are likeable losers, Carey and Paul, but I was scratching my head as to why Ashley and Julie, or Arjona and Johnson, two much more sophisticated and way more attractive people, would have anything to do with these two guys in the first place. And Dakota Johnson is so much more watchable in this film than she was in The Awful Materialists. There are some killer one-liners and some great physical comedy in this film, some awesome sight gags as well. The fight scene is beautifully choreographed and ridiculous, as are some of the sequences at Carey and Ashley's apartments as he attempts to be magnanimous while she embraces a host of lovers. Maybe not as sophisticated as Covino and Marvin's previous comedy, The Climb, but much, much funnier. Join up with a significant other and pay a visit to Splitsville.
Good to see Arjo Jonah there from Hitman with Glenn Powell, and it was Bix in Andor.
Let's take a bit of a stroll now. Let's go on a long walk, if you will. Yeah. The Long Walk, starring Cooper Hoffman from Licorice Pizza, David Johnson from Bonhoeffer, a terrible film, but this isn't a terrible one, Charlie Plummer from All the Money in the World, Ben Wang from Karate Kid Legends, and a host of adolescent male actors you'll vaguely recognise, some of whom will probably become much bigger stars very soon. Female adolescent actors in this one? Not so much. But look out for Judy Greer from Jawbreaker, 13 Going on 30 and Arrested Development, and Mark Hamill from Corvette Summer and the pilot of Eight Is Enough, who hides in plain sight throughout this film. This one's directed by Francis Lawrence, who's made 5 Hunger Games films and Red Sparrow, so a movie about 50 young people essentially in a fight to the death isn't that much of a stretch for him. This one's based on a novel by Stephen King, or Richard Bach, as he was. The Long Walk is the story of a dystopian future. Or is it in the recent past? The US economy is in the toilet after a series of disastrous wars. There's a fascist regime in power, and pretty much the only way out of poverty is to win the Long Walk. 50 young men are chosen. Only one will walk away with the big prize. In theory, you don't have to register for the ballot to enter, but not to do so would be unpatriotic. Raymond, played by Hoffman, and Pete, played by Johnson, they meet at the beginning of the walk, and over many miles and days form such a tight bond, you know it's going to be a bit devastating when one of them doesn't win. There's an ensemble cast of other competitors with various quirks, but you know they're going to be roadkill soon enough. Is this film an allegory for 21st century capitalism, where we all think we've got a chance to get ahead if we just work or walk hard or far enough, when we know that only a very few, usually white guys, will come out on top? Or is it a movie about male bonding in a crisis? You can take from this whatever you like. Stephen King began writing this story in the late 60s and finally published it in 1979. So there have been some changes to the film version. The major cast is much more ethnically diverse and don't seem to be bothered by that, which is odd given the period clothes they're wearing. But another oddity is that the cast hasn't been updated to include women on the walk, even though there are women in the military guarding the walkers. Found this a little bit odd. The walk doesn't really make sense either. You might be able to walk for 100 miles or so without stopping or sleeping, but over 300? No way. If you're interested in watching a bunch of young actors before they get really, really famous, then step out to your local multiplex and catch The Long Walk. But it is pretty bleak, and it doesn't stray far from the young adult fiction dystopian future path. And it's a hard road to hoe for the squeamish.
I'm glad that I was old enough to avoid when I had to be pitted against my colleagues there at school in a fight to a death. I don't think I would have been good at that.
Neither would I.
Big Thief is your feature album this week on 2SER with Double Infinity. Here's a song from it now called Grandmother. Thank you very much, Michael Jones.
Pleasure.
Giving you a fortnight off, mate, for a radiothon. How's that sound?
Looking forward to it.
Catch you in a couple of weeks, mate.